Joining me live in studio for the final time for one more day, officially one more day, an employee of SBI Media, Sarah Hale in studio. Hey, Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Duke.
Well, thanks for coming in. I don't know what you're going to be doing, but thanks for coming by.
You know, it's interesting because on Monday, January 4th, I'm going to have sort of a little bit of an identity crisis, I think. It may be the first time in a long time that I'm not mapping out a newspaper.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
So we'll talk about what's up and coming, of course, working with Cynthia Lummis's office now in the state of Wyoming. But man, your time at SBI Media, you mentioned first time in a while that you won't be mapping out a paper. What, 18 plus years, right? You've been with the Star Valley Independent, turned SBI Media later on.
There you go. Yeah, it's an inside joke in our industry that journalists age like dogs. So I've been here for a long time. I've been here a long time. Anyway, but yeah, I can still actually remember my first story that I wrote for the Star Valley Independent. So,
which was?
It was about raptors. So, you know, animals, birds that fly around and eat other birds. In the Snake River, they were doing a construction project, and so they had to do this big study and make some room for some raptors. And I wrote a story called Making Room for Raptors, and that was my first one at SVI.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. So the Independent wasn't the first newspaper you worked at. You had some journalism opportunities before, right?
I actually was a reluctant Star Valley Independent journalist. I had actually stepped away from the industry. I'd worked at a daily newspaper for a while, and you know, it's a little bit of a hostile environment and not maybe my first choice. I wanted to write about good people doing good things. I actually told my managing editor that. I was like, I can't do this job. You know, it's just a little too cutthroat. So had some opportunities to go some different places and work in the media world, and actually was here just for the summer. That was my plan. In the spring of 2002, my plan was to come home for the summer, make my next move, decide what I was doing. I was working in Jackson at the time, and here I am.
You got sucked in.
I did.
Ended up staying. Who knew 18 years
would
be good?
Yeah, for
real.
Go
by. Well, when you look at journalism over career up to this point, what are some of the things that you've learned that are going to carry in for you to your next job when it's going to be a little different change up, maybe not in the press journalism world, but what are some things that you've learned doing what you have been doing?
You know, people just matter. That's the thing you need to keep in mind. People are, you know, they're going in every day of their lives, doing their thing, doing the best they can, trying to figure stuff out, you know, and there's 1,000 different ways you can present news. More than that, even. And, you know, if you go into it saying, you know what, people are trying their hardest, they're doing the best that they can do, you know, it just makes for a better situation. So, yeah, the bottom line is people are people. Everybody has bad days and good days. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody matters. And it's just, you know, when you go into a job with that sort of a perspective, it kind of changes how you do your job, because, you know, When you start losing the humanity of your job, you know, when people become just subjects that you write about, I think you kind of need to step away. You're not doing anybody a service in that regard.
That's well said. That's well said. Over your time with SBI, you've seen a lot of changes. You've seen a new roof put on the building because the other one blew off. you've seen how newspapers are put together and the production of papers change. You've seen the actual, not just the industry as a whole, but the company you work with has gone through pretty dramatic changes since your time.
When I first stepped into this building, I told Dan that I was not qualified for this job, because I walked in and they still had a paste-up machine where you actually physically put a paper together on grid, mapped out grid stuff. And I had never in my entire life seen anything like that. I was just like, I can't. What is that? how do you, yeah, I was floored. But within that year, we had completely gone to a digital production. So, you know, even the first summer that I was here, we were making huge transitions. And it's been that way ever since. I mean, you know, I went from being print media to digital media to radio media to all sorts of stuff. And you know, as you know, SVI is involved in all sorts of things. You know, and it's been fun, and it's been such an opportunity just to grow and learn. And at SVI, we don't sit around doing nothing. We just, half the time or three-fourths of the way through a project before we even really know what we're doing. And it's been fun and exciting, and I've enjoyed it very much.
What are some of the things you're going to miss most other than your coworkers, because I know that's at the very top of your list.
There you go.
Something you're going to miss most about working in the journalism industry and in media in general. And maybe what's something you're not going to miss so much.
There you go. So I love telling people stories. I mean, that is my passion. I love to be involved in their lives and explain and express, you know, what it is that they do and share that with an audience. So I'm a natural born feature writer. That's my very favorite thing. I love to be in people's homes talking to them about their lives and what it is that makes them unique. And I really am going to miss that. You know, I'm not going to have an opportunity to be a feature writer in my next job. But yeah, I'll still have those human connections, so that'll be good. And of course, I'm going to miss my SVI Media Dream Team. there's a small dedicated group that does some pretty incredible things in this business. So I am going to miss that. And things I'm not going to miss, you know, there are some things about this job that just are downright unpleasant. One of which is, you know, scraping your windshield early in the morning in January when it's too cold for anyone to be outside. It's dark and nasty and you've got icy roads and thousands of newspapers to get places. And you just think to yourself, why is this what I'm choosing to do today? But, you know, even that's kind of a fun thing. So there's lots of things I'm going to miss. And, you know, just the constant, I guess, just being involved in and being a part of things that are fun and exciting. I'm going to miss that as well.
Well, let's talk about what you are going to be doing. You're staying here. You're not really taking off and, but you had an opportunity to work with Cynthia Lummis and her office and kind of do something new that this area, Lincoln County, hasn't had for a while. That's had a congressional office in this community.
Yeah, it's true. And I tell you, December has been a crazy month. So the Lummis team approached me. Cynthia was obviously elected to the U.S. Senator position in November, and she had to get her entire staff and everything put together. She's getting sworn in on Sunday, January 3rd. So they've been madly working, getting things organized and stuff ready for her to take over those responsibilities. And part of that is putting her staff together. So when her team approached me, it was the Monday before Thanksgiving, the last week of November. And they said, you know, we'd really like to have you on our team. And I said, I like Cynthia. I like what you're doing, and I love my current job. So let me help you find someone for this position. And yeah, we had some long discussions. Dan and I had some long discussions. And, you know, my Thanksgiving week in the first week of December, I was sort of in turmoil about what I should and shouldn't do and was involved in some serious prayer about directions and things that were needed to have happen. And so, you know, ultimately that first week of December, I just sent an email to the Lummis team and said, let's do this. I'm in. And that's how this whole thing started. You know, 2 weeks of really some serious thought and prayer, you know, because I love Star Valley. I love my job. I was happy with Cynthia and what she was doing. And I recognized that opportunity. So, you know, not an easy decision, but I think the right decision. Like you say, Senator Lummis wants to have an office in Star Valley, which has never happened. She wants to be, you know, representative across the state, which we have been so lucky with our congressional representatives and Senate. You know, they are involved in what goes on in Wyoming, and Cynthia wants to continue that. And so she's looking and mapping out her people and her team and getting it all ready and that sort of stuff. And it's exciting to be a part of that. I've learned a ton in the last 4 weeks about how things happen. And so, yeah, it'll be exciting moving forward. I'm, you know, just thrilled at the opportunity. And at the same time, I sort of stand back and look at my life and say, holy cow, how in the world did you ever get to be in this particular set of circumstances? So, yeah, a lot of things to be excited about.
Well, we wish you the very, very best. Sad to see you go, but wish you the best of luck. And thanks so much for coming in one final time to chat on the air with me this morning.
There you go. Hey, you know, I'm not dead, Duke. I still am going to be in Star Valley. I'm still going to be involved in what goes on in Western Wyoming. So it's, you know, there's a chance that in the future we'll be working together on some things. So anyway.
I'm sure it'll happen. I think it's a very high chance. Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, excited about the opportunity, thrilled for, you know, the chance to be a part of what's happening. And yeah.
We'll keep an ice scraper ready for you on Wednesday mornings.
On Wednesday mornings.
Anytime you want to come, just, you know, get that itch and deliver a paper.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain I won't have that particular itch.
All right. Sarah Hale in studio, her final day working with SVI before she begins her next chapter with Cynthia Lummis. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you, and have a great day.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.